With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome back, baseball family. This week, and this week only, we are going to talk about Baseball Santa.
Nine Plus Us presents the Baseball Together podcast with your hosts, Blackjack Brad and Kansas City Little Big Briggy Blue Eyes. And now, Baseball Together.
Welcome back, baseball family, to another episode of the Baseball Together podcast. I am your sickly co-host, Brig, and I got the Bradmaster right here with me. How are you, Mr. Brad?
I think you're getting me sick through the, like, through the airwaves, Brick. I've Stop gotten it. Slowly more and more congested as we've been talking.
Okay, well, you knock it off, all right? Because you don't want none of this. Stop it's it. Been really
right,
bad.
I don't. I've been talking to you through this whole thing, and I don't want any of it.
Nope, you don't want it. All right, so baseball family, we're really excited to be here. This year, or this time of year, every year we do Baseball Santa. It's a big deal for us. We get to ask Santa for whatever we want, just like you and your kids get to do. And this year we have a new list of things that we hope Baseball Santa will provide us in the years to come, specifically 2023. Sometimes we get a little far-reaching in our requests, but ultimately, we are going to drop on you our lists, five each, what we are asking Santa for this year. Brad, how excited are you?
I'm so excited. I love Baseball Santa. This is one of my favorite episodes we do every year. It's just a lot of fun. And I think part of it is the time of year. But no, I'm very excited for this. It should be a good time.
Okay, so why don't you lead us off then? What is your number one, or in no particular order, what is one thing you want Baseball Santa to give us this year?
Okay, one thing I'm going to ask Baseball Santa for this year is an increased batting average across the league because there is no shift. And I know batting average is like a dinosaur stat and everything, but an increased batting average is going to lead to an increased OPS across the league. It's going to lead to more stolen bases across the league. And also bigger bases is going to help with that. But the first domino to fall is going to be an increase in league-wide batting average because it's been super low, and that's the first thing that I want to see this year from Baseball Santa.
That's fantastic. That was a great one.
Thank you.
That actually dovetails with one of mine, so I'm just going to dive
perfect.
Into that
one. Go for it.
Yeah, we always overlap a little bit, but this time, let's see if this continues this trend. So I want an increase of small ball. I don't care if it pans out with stolen bases or batting average or whatever, but what I want to see is lots of high octane balls in play, near misses, bing, bang, boom plays. Like, I want all of the high intensity, small baseball. That's what I want this year. And which is exactly what you were saying. Averages go up, stolen bases go up. I want the hit and run on. I want throwouts from behind the plate. I want all of it.
Yes. And as we talk about it, I'm curious what's going to happen to bunting because most guys in the league can't bunt now.
Right.
Because they don't learn how to do it. They don't teach it. And the bunt has been a weapon against the shift. Guys have been bunting for doubles because they get that ball down the line into the corner. They shove it down past third base, but we're not going to see that anymore, obviously. But I'm curious if we're going to see more sacrifice bunting with everybody playing straight up. I'm curious if that's going to be something we see as part of your increase in small ball. So very good.
Same with flies. Yeah, sac flies too.
Okay. My next one.
Yeah.
This is one of the, how every year you ask Santa, like as a kid, especially you ask Santa for like that long shot gift.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my ideal gift, but these are my like consolation gifts that I would be happy with. No problem. This is my long shot gift.
All right.
I want Major League Baseball to come clean about juiced baseballs and strategically sending baseballs to different locations throughout the season. Because we've heard guys talk about how, they're sending juiced baseball to Sunday night primetime games. They're sending juiced baseballs to New York to help Aaron Judge get closer to 60, get 62.
Pujols with 700. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're sending deadened baseballs to Seattle because nobody cares, right?
Right.
So I want Major League Baseball to come out and be like, yes, we were strategically sending baseballs around the league based to help with ratings, to help with things like that. We had juice baseballs for several years because chicks dig the long ball, and so does everybody else, apparently.
Mm.
And I would love Major League Baseball to end this statement by saying, we now have one official standard for all baseballs. If they do not meet it, they get donated to local little leagues.
Yeah.
And every ball that is in play in Major League Baseball meets this standard within whatever correction, standard margin, deviation, of whatever margin. Yeah. That's what I want for Major League Baseball. I understand it's a long shot. Rob Manfred would never, ever do something like that.
No.
But a Christmas miracle, Brig. I'm calling for a Christmas miracle from Baseball Santa for something like this to be done.
Wow. That is a Christmas miracle.
And God bless us, everyone.
You're supposed to say that at the end. Okay. I don't have that anywhere on my list, actually, which is really great.
Excellent. I forgot to do this, Brig. So go ahead with your next one, and we're going to do this real quick. Ready?
Okay, do it.
Go ahead and talk as it goes. Here we go. Okay, okay. Baseball Santa.
I can't talk over Baseball Santa. It's too good. He says, talking over Baseball Santa. Okay, so my Christmas miracle is that I hope between now and spring training's completion, right, between now and the completion of spring training, I want Rob Manfred to announce two expansion cities.
Ooh.
Just announce that they have been selected. I don't care. I don't want to hear. We don't need plans. We don't need team names, anything like that. Just that they intend to expand into two teams. I would accept. Listen up, everybody. We're going to expand. We're going to do two teams. All y'all want a team? Call me. I would take that.
That'd be cool.
I just want the league to announce we're going to expand to 32 teams. Here's our timeline for doing so. We have shortlisted some cities that we think are appropriate fits. If you think you belong on that list, please contact us. Something like that.
I like that. That would be very exciting.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That's a great one.
I want to know. I want the timeline.
Super cool. Okay. I'm going to do this one and then we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back into it. Okay. So my third one, obviously I had to go homerism with one, at least one of them. Remember the All-Star game is going to be in Seattle this year.
Yeah.
And so I want Julio Rodriguez to be named the All-Star game MVP.
Ooh.
And to fast track him to face of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And originally my thought was have him win the home run derby, which would be great. He hurt his wrist in the home run derby last year. Like, I know he's going to do it again this year because it's in Seattle. I would love for him to do it. I would also be okay if he didn't because of the wrist injury last year. It would be super cool if he won, but I think him winning All-Star Game MVP would be really, really cool.
That would be really cool. I like that. I also think that Major League Baseball is already putting him at the forefront of their marketing efforts and making him one of the hot new faces of Major League Baseball. So it's very likely he ends up on the cover of the show 23.
I would not be surprised. Major League Baseball released a graphic counting down to opening day. It was 110 days.
It was.
And he was in the middle, in the bottom.
Yep.
So he's headed that direction. And you know what, Brig? A couple years ago, my dad was asking me who Julio was. I was like, well, he's the second coming of Ken Griffey Jr. in Seattle. First off.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the face of the league. He's like, you think so? I was like, from everything I've seen, he has the ability and the personality that he's going to be the face of Major League Baseball. He's like, oh, wow, that'd be really cool. And I think he's definitely headed in that direction. It's very exciting in Seattle.
It's awesome, man. So. Super cool. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of our Baseball Santa predictions.
Welcome back, baseball family. So if you're just joining us partway through, I don't know why. But anyway, we're doing Baseball Santa like we do every year this time because Christmas is coming. So
because it's Christmas!
I left off with my third thing that I was asking Baseball Santa for. Brig, go ahead and give us your next item you're asking Baseball Santa for.
So mine dovetails a little bit with yours. I want MLB to do a new multi-pronged marketing push. I want to see 2023 hit a whole bunch of different demographic tiers. I want to see them hit a whole bunch of new social media platforms. I want to see more prime time and like Saturday morning cartoon time, promotional like commercials, and I want to show kids playing baseball, but not the same one we've seen 7 million times over the last 10 years or whatever, the Play Ball Initiative one that's been just beat to a pulp, man. There's like three variations of it, and that's all we ever got. Like, I want Major League Baseball to hire multiple, like two or three ad agencies that specialize in different types of messaging, different modalities, whatever we're going to call them. And I want them to really target heavily the 35 and younger crowd. And I want them to market Major League Baseball, and even, you know, to a certain extent, it's going to trickle down to minor league baseball, that this is the place to be where, you know, you have the choice. You can go to a bar, you can go to a club, you can do it. You know, there's all these nightlife choices. I want Major League Baseball to start presenting itself as a nightlife option for the new adult and 20 somethings. I want the family angle pushed really hard for people of our situation and demographic and up. And I want the younger kids having lots of fun. Highlight the water slides at the ballparks, highlight the playgrounds, highlight, you know, the churros and the hot dogs and the fun. Like, get a kid a cotton candy spool and let him giggle while the ball's being hit over his head and they're catching foul balls or something. Like, I want video, I want graphics, I want illustrations, I want all of it. But I want multi-pronged, heavy, heavy marketing push in at least three directions.
I like that. I think that's great. And one of the things, you know, you talk about, one of the last things was the kid eating cotton candy as a ball is hit over his head during batting practice. I feel like baseball has been opening the gates later for a lot of games.
Right.
So you don't get to go in for batting practice. Like, you have to be a season ticket holder with a lot of cities to be able to go in and watch batting practice.
Yeah.
That is such a swing, like, no pun intended, swing and miss by baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I remember as a kid going and watching batting practice every single time. And like, it was always, I'd ask my dad, like, when are we going to go to the game? He's like, well, we got to go watch batting practice. I'm like, yeah, we do. That's right. You know, and that as a kid, those are some of my favorite memories of going to games. Like, I'll never forget walking up the stairs out in left field in Seattle and a Tony Gwynn batting practice ball hitting the stairs right in front of my glove. Right. I almost caught it. And then later that game, I was down the right field line and Ryan Klesko hit a dude in the face. Like, and you know, yeah. But the fact that I was there and I got to watch these guys hit, cause you don't always get to watch these guys hit balls 15, 20 rows deep into the seats, but you get to see it during batting practice and it's fun and it's exciting. Right. Just see? Getting to watch elite hitting. I think that's something that baseball needs to do as part of this marketing approach, is opening the door sooner so everybody can go and watch batting practice, because kids deserve to see that.
It's great. It's awesome. Add everything. Add as much as you can.
Yes, I agree with you. That would be so good for the game, like so good for the younger kids. And like, you talk about the Saturday morning cartoon thing too. Like, they used to have a show, I can't remember what it was called. I think it was on Fox though, on Saturday mornings, where they would have players come on and they would just talk about different things. They'd just be goofy for an hour.
Yeah.
You know,
well, why is there not a baseball centric kid drama or kids entertainment show? Like, when we were kids, we used to watch Recess, right? And the show Recess was such a big deal because that's what we wanted Recess to be like. That was what it was. So like, help these kids live vicariously through baseball on TV in the mornings. And then they can, you know, and do a Netflix special. Who cares? Hire Hulu or get Apple TV Plus involved. You already have a relationship with Apple TV Plus. Have them put one of their networks up to creating a baseball-centered children's television series that's maybe a little entertaining, but is, or that's maybe a little educational, but is all the way fun. That's the whole point, just to associate baseball and fun in kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think that's a big part of the push too, is that they should have some TV show geared towards kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Even if it's, my son watches a lot of gaming stuff on our streaming platforms that we have like a bajillion on our Apple TV.
Yeah.
Bring in, have MLB The Show tournaments, have players playing the show, make them relatable, things like that. That'd be awesome.
I just need a multi-pronged, well thought out marketing push. That's what I need.
Yep. I think that's an excellent ask and not at all unreasonable.
Thank you. No. For crying out loud.
Yeah. We've been asking for a long time, but I think that specific thing is, I think that's awesome. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. My next thing that I'm going to ask for is not Major League Baseball related directly. This next year coming up in 2023 is the World Baseball Classic. We're very excited for it. Super excited for it. Especially it's going to be here in Phoenix. And I want to see out of the World Baseball Classic is I just want to see it be competitive. It was super competitive. What was that? 5 years ago, 6 years ago now that they did
something
it?
Like that. Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I was completely sold on it that year and have been all in on it ever since. I just wanted to be competitive again. That's all I want. Cause like the World Cup this year has been crazy with freaking Morocco and Croatia in the semis. Like what the heck is going on there?
Nobody saw that coming.
I certainly didn't. No. I would love for something like that to happen in the World Baseball Classic.
Like Great Britain shows up in the finals with their little league jerseys. It'd be so awesome. It would be great.
Shows up. And if Great Britain, if England makes it to Miami, I will be shocked.
Shocked.
Absolutely shocked. And I will be super excited for every one of those guys along the way as well.
I agree.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see a competitive tournament. And also I'm just going to add a caveat in there. I want to see a Cinderella team make it to the semis.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Okay, my number four is I want to see fun bats standardized. This is my long shot pick, but I think it's time to get away from expressly wood grain and black and the red brown and what other four variations.
Well, it's like what Matt Rollins told us. It can be red, but not that red.
Right.
Right? Exactly. I think about that like once a week.
It's so funny. For those of you that don't remember, our interview with Matt Rollins from Anchor Bats was excellent. He gave us some insights we were not prepared for. It was really, really cool. So I know that he would probably feel the same way, but a lot of people would like to see, we see it with cleats. Players are now able to do a lot more expression with their cleats than they ever have been. And I would like to see that start to translate into bats. We're seeing it with batting gloves. So even I think socks. It's only a, yeah.
Since they
so
got
I think,
that deal with Stance socks, things have been a lot more loosey-goosey with that.
It's only a matter of time. And if the teams are going to start putting branding on helmets and jerseys and things like that, I think that what we're going to start to see is a shift toward more expression, self-expression. And I think bats is like the stupid, easy way to do that. You're getting a little more loosey-goosey with gloves in the field as well. I don't know. I just see it all shifting that direction. Bats are going to be the last holdout. I would like to see companies like Anchor and, others be able to do.
Well, I'd like, more. I mean, you send me stuff from Jawbats all the time.
I love Jawbats
in big league baseball.
I do too. It's so much fun. And I don't know. I think it would be a step in the right direction, especially for that younger generation. So.
Yeah. Yes. For the younger generation. I think we talked about this before. One of the things I would like to see is the pro model designs, like we saw the J-Rod show bat that Julio was using in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
I would love to see him use that in a game and then see a metal print of that in high school games.
Totally.
That would be awesome. I would love every bit of that so much. Okay. My last ask from Baseball Santa, and I say this all the time, I'm going to die on this hill. I want the Mariners to win the World Series. That is my last ask.
In 2023.
Yes, in 2023, I want to see the Mariners win the World Series. If Santa, even if it's just walking by, drop it in my stocking or my glove or whatever I have hung by this by the chimney with care for baseball Santa. I don't know. Maybe my cleats.
Just yeah.
America's World Series title. Just drop it right in there.
Just slip it on in there. That's a great one. Yeah. You really are going to die on that hill, which is great. I think yeah. it's awesome.
Yeah, I will.
I'll be there to pick you up when you... anyway. I'll do a special flight to Phoenix in November just to be there. Just to be there for you.
Appreciate that.
Okay, the last thing I want for this year from Baseball Santa is I want the Angels sold and I want Oakland settled. And I don't care if they settle in Las Vegas or they settle in Oakland. I would prefer that they settle in Oakland. I think that there are fans there that deserve the love. But ultimately, you know, whatever's going to happen, let's just get on with it. Let's move it on. This middle of the road politics back and forth, you know, money play thing. It's getting really dragging on and it's not helping anybody. If you're going to start the franchise in a new location with Oakland, if you move them to Vegas or whatever, then move them to Vegas and let's be done. Yeah. And the extension of the Angels being sold, this kind of gets caught up into all the other owners that aren't treating it like Cohen is in New York. Like if you're not going to play at that level, I don't want you there. I don't want you.
Yeah.
Just sell the team, go find some other hobby or toy to play with, buy a yacht or whatever, and give the teams to people who care and are willing to play around with some money and buy the talent they need to build a team and put the coaching staff in place and build a great front office and do all the little inner workings. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's what I want. And I think the Angels are a great place just to start that trend.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you bring up a great point with that. The Mariners fans are dealing with that right now with John Stanton and Jerry DePoto. Jerry DePoto has been towing the company line big time. Like, well, we think we have a good team. We're kind of saving payroll for the next couple of years when we have guys come. It's like, no. That's not how this game works.
No.
If you're an MLB owner, part of signing the agreement saying you're going to own this team is ponying up the money to put a competitive product on the field. I don't care if it's a hobby for you. Hobbies can be really expensive. And this is one of the most expensive hobbies in the world. So put the money down that you're supposed to make a competitive team, put it on the field. We see it across the league. We've been talking about the Pirates the last few weeks that there's a reason the guy wants out is because you're not putting players around him to help him and the rest of the team be successful. Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. Put the money down to play and be competitive or get out. Absolutely.
Yep. Somebody needs to be moved. And the Angels are, anyway, they're just a great place to start.
Yeah. Yep. They are because they have that big old for sale sign in the parking lot.
It's there already. Somebody go in and buy them. Just start the ball rolling.
I'll start the bidding at $1, please.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad. I'll give you $1.75.
Excellent. Very good. Maybe we'll go in with $2.75 and see what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
At least sure it got us in the door, though. Maybe we'll get a stadium tour out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, but baseball family, let us know what you're asking Baseball Santa for this year. I'm going to throw it up there one more time just because it's fun. Baseball Santa can bring you anything this year or beyond, anything you want. Let us know what you think you would like to hear from Baseball Santa. You can do that in the mailbag. There's a link in the show notes for every single episode, so you can just jump in there really easily. Brig, tell them about the shop real quick.
Well, we have a shop real quick, and it's called 9plusus.com, and we have hoodies and t-shirts and hats and stuff, and it's really pretty cool. Jump in there, grab yourself something nice. If you're listening to this episode on time, then you missed it. You really blew it. There was a chance to get Christmas presents for your people, but it's over. So we can't ship it to you in time,
but we still love you. It could be a nice New Year's thing.
It could be I'm so sorry. I know this is what you wanted, this pirate themed baseball hoodie that is really super amazing. But anyway, jump in there, grab yourself something nice. And don't forget Patreon. Patreon's the easiest way to support our efforts here. If you like what we're doing and you like what we got going on, for as little as $1 a month, $5, $10, and $15, with different benefits for each tier of support, you can keep us in the game, keep us doing what we're doing. And we really love it. We love the support. We're appreciative of all of our patrons that have supported us up till now. And we hope to add you to that list.
Absolutely. And you know what? With the new year coming and baseball season going to be here before you know it, especially with your kids, hop on to schnookseatery.com, get yourself some seeds. Use code BTPOD at checkout for 10% off the best seeds ever. And I'm not just saying that. They really are. No, but don't forget also to like, subscribe, rate, and review. Rate and review on whatever podcast platform you use that you can. And subscribe everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any episodes. We also drop bite-sized versions of every single episode so you don't have to sit and listen to the whole thing if you don't have time. We do that for you because we like you. But thanks for joining us, everyone. Happy Christmas. We'll catch you next week.